And Peter here in his instruction to each one of us is that we should be clothed with full humility. If you want to serve the Lord, there has to be humility. You're not building your kingdom, you're building His kingdom. No matter what you do, you're building God's kingdom. It's not your kingdom.
Welcome to Somebody Loves You Radio, the Bible teaching ministry of Roel Reese in Diamond Bar, California. Well, it is good to have you along today as Roel continues our series in 1 Peter with encouragement to stay humble in our service to the Lord. You may have personal plans for building God's kingdom, but today you'll see that it's important not to force open doors on your own. You need to wait for the Lord's direction and provision. Stay with us here on Somebody Loves You Radio for inspiration to follow God's leading with a fully surrendered heart. Now, with today's teaching, here's Roel Reese.
Peter is talking about feeding the flock of God. Let's read verse 1 of chapter 5. He says, look what he says. He says, the elders who are among you, I exhort, who I am also a fellow elder and a witness of the sufferings of Christ, and also partaker of the glory that will be revealed, shepherd or feed the flock of God, which is among you, notice, serving as overseers, not by compulsion, but willingly, not by dishonest gain, but eagerly. And notice, nor as being lords over those entrusted to you, but being examples of the flock. And when the chief shepherd shall appear, you will receive a crown of glory that will never, ever fade away. So he's exhorting the elders and he's exhorting shepherds not to fleece the flock of God, not to use the pulpit for their own means, but to really be shepherds to the flock of God. Caring for the people, not building a superstar ministry, but being an example of the Lord Jesus Christ. And then now he turns in verse 5, and listen to what he says. He says this, likewise, you younger people, that's to the young guys, all of you young, they're in here tonight. He's talking now to those young men that really, truly, God is calling and God wants to use in His ministry. And at the same time, when he's talking about these young people, the first thing he says to them, submit, notice, yourselves to the elders. He says, make sure that you are coming underneath those men that have experience and are simple and are humble and have served the Lord for a long time, because when they open their mouth, they have a lot of wisdom. And that goes for parents and grandparents, man, that are godly, that really, truly God His using and has used in the past. So the first thing we see in verse 5 here is his audience. His audience are young people. And it's really important because today God is doing a whole new work in America and the world. And when you're talking and addressing an audience, you need to know, first of all, your audience, who you're going to be talking to, so you can connect. No matter how young you are or how old you are, the gospel is the gospel. The gospel never comes back void. The word of God never comes back void. But one of the problems they were having is that because of the persecution and the suffering that was going on, at the same time, these young guys somehow were not listening, and Peter is demonstrating to them, saying, look, you guys, likewise, he says, in some way of manner, you younger people, submit, his request is what? Submit yourselves to your elders, like Dr. Van Cleve, like Chuck Smith, like Billy Graham, like Dr. Orr, like Alan Redpath. Men that really make a difference in your life, that are wise, and they've been in the ministry a long time, and they know what they're talking about. He says, surround yourselves by that kind of godly counsel. You'll learn a lot. It's really important that we understand that here, submission and accountability are closely related in the scripture to humility. There's no other way. And Peter here in his instruction to each one of us is that we should be clothed with full humility. If you want to serve the Lord, there has to be humility. You're not building your kingdom, you're building his kingdom. No matter what you do, you're building God's kingdom. It's not your kingdom. It's not your empire. And the only way to do that is to humble yourself by the Spirit of God. And Peter was really bold in talking to these young people, because they were losing respect for the elders. Oh, you know what? They're old. What do they know? When yet God, all the way through 1 Timothy, 2 Timothy, and Titus, is saying, you guys, honor the older. Not only women and men, he says, because they've been around the block, but he says, because they're godly people. They know God intimately. And God has used them. So Peter here is now sharing his heart. Look what else he says. Yes. Notice the instruction. Yes. All of you, notice, be submissive to who? One another. That is a hard thing to do, man. And here Peter is making this proclamation saying, you guys, if you really want the blessing of God, you want God to really use your life, then you need to be submissive one to another. And notice what he says. Again, and be submissive one to another, and be what? Clothed with humility. That means what? No arrogance. You don't think you're something that you're not. You don't think yourself important. You have to be humble before the presence of God. And he says this really heavy, for God resists what? The proud, but he gives grace to the humble. Proverbs chapter 3, verse 34. He's the one that raises you up and opens the doors and lets you go in places you never thought you would go. It's incredible what God will do. And I just got blown away as I was reading and studying this passage. Because when he speaks about being in submission to one another, he's talking to the young, the old, are uniting together in submission through humility. God has been able to use these elderly people. Because submission is a vital part of what? Of the authentic Christian life. It's not about promotion. It's not about lifting yourself up. It's about putting yourself down and God raising you up in his perfect time. As he molds you and he shapes you and he makes you what he wants you to be in that community. We cannot truly follow Christ until what? We're willing to submit to him into his lordship. Lord, here I am and here is all of me. Do whatever you want to do in my life. Use me, Lord. However you want to use my life. The word submit comes from the word hupotasso in the Greek. It's a military term. It means to be subject to or to submit yourself unto. But literally it means submit means to what? To obey. When you obey, you're under what? Under the command of your what? Of your commander, Jesus Christ. He's my commander. And it's really important for me and you and all of us here to understand That obedience was a vital part of what? Not only on the life of Christ, but it's a vital part of the Christian life. We cannot ever see God apart from what? Holiness and obedience. No one shall ever see the Lord apart from that. When you read the scriptures, number one, we are to submit to each other, Ephesians 5:21, submitting to one another in the fear of God. Number two, submission of husbands to their wives. Wives, submit yourselves to your own husbands, to the Lord. Three, how about rulers? Those in power positions. 1 Peter 2:23, so it says, and when he was reviled, did not revile in return Jesus, and he suffered, he did not threaten anybody, but committed himself, notice, to him who judges righteously. And when Jesus stood before Pilate and all these guys, did he get haughty and lifted up? No, man, he humbled himself. He wouldn't even speak to them. He was totally humble when he was beaten and taken to the cross. Totally emptied of himself. Emptied himself before the Lord. And then how about fourthly, the submission that comes to the eldership. And then the submission that comes through the leadership. For example, in Hebrews 13:17, obey those who rule over you and be submissive, for they watch out for your souls as those who must give an account, and let them do it with joy. Notice, and not with grief, for that would be unprofitable for you. What is he saying? That they care for your souls. They don't want to see you get destroyed. That's why they counsel you. That's why they pray for you. That's why they lay hands on you.
You're listening to Somebody Loves You Radio with Raul Reese. Connect with us anytime at somebodylovesyou.com to explore our full range of faith-enriching resources. You can also download our Somebody Loves You app for convenient access to live-streamed Bible teaching, digital Bible studies, and much more. Now let's get back to more from our study in 1 Peter chapter 5.
And somehow Peter is writing that these young people were having a hard time submitting to the leadership of the church. We don't know why. But Peter says, you guys, you need to be humble, man. If you really want to be used by God, then where's your humility? Because humility brings you into submission, not only to God, but to everyone else. Everyone around you. Why? Because God is the one that called you. And he's the one that is using your life. That's why in James 4:6 he says, he gives more grace. Therefore, he says, God resists the proud, but he gives grace to the humble. He gives grace to the humble. But the proud, he resists. Who was the greatest sinner of all sinners that was so proud that got kicked out of heaven? Satan. Satan did not want to be submissive to God. And he got kicked out. His sin was pride, not humility. He got kicked out. And think of all the people today that are full of pride. They call it a big bag of wind. And they think there's something. They walk around with their noses straight up in the air. Remember the story in John's gospel? When Jesus was going to the cross and they came in to have supper. And also they were excited, man. The table was there. The food was there. And the pillows were there. There were no chairs. There were no forks, no spoons, nothing with napkins. The bread, the pita bread, and all the food there. And Jesus, before he ever did anything, he got up and went over, got a towel, and put it around his waist. Rolled up his sleeves. Got a big old basin of water. And went over to the table, because when you came into the house, as I shared Sunday, what happens? You had a slave that would meet you at the door and would take you into a little room, set you down and wash your feet, oil them and perfume them, and then bring you to the table clean because everything was dirty. And yet Jesus Christ stood up and became the servant of all servants, and he started washing the disciples' feet. What does that say? That's an example. Do as I do. That was the lesson. And when he came to Peter, Peter said, Lord, you're not going to touch my feet. There's no possible way. No way are you touching my feet. And the Lord said, Peter, if I cannot wash your feet and you don't humble yourself before me, then you have no part in the kingdom of God. And Peter said, Lord, give me a bath. Give me a bath. I'll take it all. Why? Because humility. You got to humble yourself before God. Humility is true love for God. When people start patting you on the back and saying great things about you, if you believe the things they say about you, man, you're crazy. Because it's not true. They don't live with you. That's right. It's really important that you don't believe your own lies, your own glory. And it's always cool then when the Lord not only opens the door, but he moves you up and he puts you up. Remember James says, when you go into a place, don't go sit in the front, place of preeminence, because they may come and say, excuse me, that's safe for somebody else, not for you. What an embarrassment to go sit in the back. He says, wait until they invite you and then they take you and they put you in the front, not by forcing yourself, but God's appointed that. Humility, humbleness. Watch this. Verse 6. The results of humility. Here Peter speaks of the imperative, laying down certain laws in the Christian life. The call to humility under God's hand. He says, therefore, humble yourselves under the mighty hand of God. Notice what he says. That he may what? Promote you. Notice that? Mark that. That he may exalt you. You don't exalt yourself. He is the one that opens the doors. He's the one that closes the doors when you're working for the Lord, man. I love it. In the grace of God that is given to us. The word here that he uses is humble yourselves because humble or because you allow yourself not to be anything. That is, every trial that God will send in your life is to mold you and to shape you. Not that he hates you, but he wants to strip you from yourself and humble you so you can be a vessel of honor. So whatever you're going through tonight, know one thing, God's in command. God's in charge. Because he's training you. He's teaching you. It's like when I was going through the scriptures, I found that as a Christian, we are exhorted, number one, to put on all humility, Colossians 3:12. Secondly, be clothed with humility in your life. We saw 1 Peter 5:5. And then thirdly, walk in humility, Ephesians 4:1 and 2. And then fourthly, avoid false humility, which means what? Thinking something that you're really not. You believe your own lies. You're really nothing. He has to be everything in my life if God truly wants to use my life. If I'm really open to the Holy Spirit to do that. The elders here were talking to these young guys. They were not really respecting the eldership because they thought they were great. And here are these elders that have been living a long time. They're older. They have a lot of wisdom. They have a lot of knowledge. They're prayer warriors. And yet they're praying for these young men to be used by God. And then these young guys come along and they don't want to take counsel from the elders. But they think they know it all already. And it's only their way to destruction if they don't listen. So it's really important for all of us to remember that people are proud. And that's why in the Greek he says, clothe yourself, which conjures here a word, a picture of attaching a piece of cloth, not only a piece of cloth by some kind of a fastener, but it speaks of that person that doesn't have a big head. You know where you came from, and you know who put you there. It's the Lord. He's the one that put me there. He's the one that gave me Chuck Smith. He's the one that gave me Dr. Orr. He's the one that gave me Van Cleve. He's the one that gave me all these men in my life to speak to my heart and to teach me and to teach me by example. So that when I would get older and train younger men, I would have the experience they gave to me. Why? Because they love the Lord with all their hearts. So it's really important for all of us, not only in the ministry, that if you really, truly want to be great in the kingdom of God, then show humility to each member of the body of Jesus Christ. Make sure you don't think you're something that you're not. Remember the Proverbs 3:34 said, surely he scorns the scornful, but he gives grace to who? To the humble. To the humble. Those that come along and say, whatever you need me to do, I will do whatever it is you need me to do. That's because of God's love and God's grace and God's mercies. They recognize that without God, we can do nothing. Check this out, verse 7. Now the third thing, trusting God. The law of Christian serenity here. He says what? Casting all your care upon Jesus. For those of you tonight that are facing great, great situations, cast your cares upon Him. The word to cast here means placing upon, notice, throwing yourself upon Him or handling over all of your anxieties, all of your problems over to the Lord. Why? Because He cares for you. He cares for you. He's not going to abandon you. He's not going to let you drown. Remember in Matthew 11:28, He says, come unto me, all of you who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and lowly in heart, and you will find rest for your souls, for my yoke is easy and my burden is light. Not heavy. And God was trying to teach these young guys, man, hey, you guys, be humble. Cast all your cares upon the Lord. Why? Because He cares for you. The word to cast means to throw yourself upon Jesus Christ. Whatever your problem may be, situation, throw yourself upon the Lord. Why? Because He cares for you. He cares for every one of your needs that you have tonight.
Well, it's good to be reminded today that work done in God's name but without His direction is never as effective, however well-meaning. You're listening to Somebody Loves You Radio with Raul Reese. Today's lesson is available in its unedited form for a donation of $5 or more. To get your copy, just call us at 800-634-9165 and mention today's study from 1 Peter chapter 5, verses 5 through 7. To help you feel better equipped to carry out God's perfect plans, we'd like to tell you about Rawl's entire 1 Peter series. It's available on both CD and thumb drive. This 42-part study further illuminates the importance of fully surrendering to God's will, seeking Him to guide you in all of life's ups and downs as you commit to daily obedience. You'll find that when you set aside your own agenda to selflessly serve the Lord, He'll bless you with His richest eternal blessings. To order Rawl's 42-part study of 1 Peter, visit SomebodyLovesYou.com or call 800-634-9165. We'll send your flash drive for $42 or the CD set for $63. That's 800-634-9165. To order by writing us, our mailing address is Somebody Loves You Radio, P.O. Box 4440, Diamond Bar, California, 91765. This is a listener-supported ministry, and we're thankful for your partnership. Every gift you give helps us reach more people with the good news of the gospel. Well, we love studying God's Word with you, and we hope you'll join us again next time. Together, we'll consider more biblical truth to strengthen our hearts and guide our steps in the Lord's ways. Let's rejoin Rawl now for a final thought from today's study.
So what is Peter doing? He's encouraging us to cast ourselves upon Him. That brings you to humility because pride keeps you from casting yourself upon the Lord. And remember Proverbs 3:5? What did it say? Trust in the Lord with all your heart. Lean not into your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct your path. Do not be wise in your own eyes. Fear the Lord and depart from evil. All the way to the scriptures, man, you'll find that. That God is on the throne, and what we need to do is cast ourselves upon him in total humility and say, Lord, without you, I can do nothing. Nothing. I can do nothing apart from the Lord. He's the only one that can do everything for me. As I submit my life fully, completely to Jesus Christ, that he will lift you up and he'll open the doors and he'll close the doors and he'll pour out his blessings upon you in such a way that you'll sit there and you say, thank you, Jesus. All the glory, all the honor goes to Jesus Christ, our Lord and our Savior tonight.
This program is sponsored by Somebody Loves You Radio in Diamond Bar, California.